let's get into this. So the Yale curve, you talk about the Yale curve a lot. The Yale mm-hmm. curve inverted this past week. What does that mean for the economy and the stock market? A, do you want to just explain what the Yale curve is?
Yeah, so when the let's say if you have a 2-year bond and a 10-year bond, normally what happens, investors will put more money into the 10 because a longer term investment usually pays or yields gives more. And when it inverts, when the 2-year begins to pay more, that's when we know there's a sign of a recession. So last year, ironically enough, on a Mark Cuban episode, which was 1 year from last week, mm-hmm. we talked about that being the second most important indicator. So the top three indicators are quantitative easing from the Federal Reserve. That's gone away. Number two, the inverted yield curve. And then number three, holding in the market for 20 years. So the two curves that matter the most, please write this down, the 2-year and 10, so that's one pair, and a 5 and 30. So if both of those ever cross to zero or below, we're going to have a terrible recession. Now, one of them hit last week. Please put in chat which one it was. But if we see the 2 and 10 year bond drop and the 5 and 30 drop and they cross underneath, that is a sign that a recession is going to come. Now, it's a lagging indicator, so it doesn't mean that the next day is going to immediately go into recession. It takes around 12 to 16 months for a recession to kick in. But when I did my analysis, I have it at 11 months before we hit a potential recession area in the market. So please keep your eye on that. But those are the two that matter the most. Now, I know Chamal this week talked about the 3-month and the 18 month is less reliable. It's like the equivalent of trading like on a 1-minute chart. It's like it can flicker. It's not the most important. But if all three hit, you have a 100% guarantee for a recession. But I look at the 2 and the 10 and 5 and the 30. Those are the two parents of the yield curve.
Yeah, that's interesting because you said that most people say 12 to 18 months. And so there's plenty of analysts who are saying that this year could still be a positive year, right? And even if you count that, right, there's still 8 months left in this year. So that could still happen and we could still be headed toward recession territory.
So you're saying that it's going to get worse? You think the economy is going to get worse?
I think we're going to spike up and we can segue into one of your favorite conversations of politics. And then after we have the midterms, because Biden's approval rate is so low, the probability of the Democrats keeping those seats right now is less than probably 30%. And then usually, I want you to, we talked about it maybe last year, but do we have a greater chance of going into a recession if we have a Republican lead or Democratic lead? Historically, it's been Republican. So when you study the cycles of everything, you understand, given the economic climate that we're in, plus mismanagement of presidential cabinet and some of the economic affairs, the Russian-Ukraine situation, quantitative easing going away, when this power grab shifts, I think we'll go up for the rest of the year, but then next year will be pretty tumultuous, to say the least.
All right. So, Friday was the beginning of the second quarter. So I'm going to give some statistics really quickly so people can understand how what we look like for the first quarter of this year. So the Dow was down 4.6%, S&P was down 5%, and you know one of our favorite, the NASDAQ was down 9% for the first quarter. However, April is historically the best month of the year for stocks. Now, March kind of brought us back a little bit. We were way lower than 9%, 5%, and 4.6. So the S&P has averaged over the past, since World War II, 1.7% gain in the month of April. So that's 70% of the time, on average, it has rebounded in April, depending on how the first quarter went. Now, the interesting thing you brought up just now was the midterm election. When there are midterms, I think like 60% of the time, the second quarter usually is down, and then the third quarter is down. So these are just conflicting indicators, but it's interesting, right? Because usually, like we said, April is the best month, and we kind of saw that last year a little bit, and then May kind of, you know, went down, and we saw in June, there was a spike again. So interesting to keep your eyes on.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the short-term horizon, that may be scary, but if you're looking at the long-term, 1 year, 2 year, three, you're going to be fine. Also, hedge funds have a inclination to buy in the middle of March and towards the end of March. So that's why we started to see a ramping up where January and February felt like we was just like falling off of an empire built state building. Mm-hmm. And then March, we took off to the upside. Same with on bookend buying. So on Mondays and Fridays after hours is when most Institutions will begin to buy and it never midday. So when you know they're buying towards the end of that quarter cycle, that was some of the reason we got some of the ramp up, like once the fear and stuff went away. But yeah, keep your eyes over the next couple of months. If you're new to investing, I know this may be scary, but please just hold for the long term. We have the same considerations and concerns during the election with Trump and Biden, and everyone was worried, and then we just took off to the upside. So if you hold for the long term, it really won't matter. But yeah, these next 3 or 4 months will be pretty interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, most analysts are predicting anywhere between 0.7 to 1% increase in the S&P. With some people even saying that, you know, it could end at 5,100 by the end of the year. But that's still, like you said, if recessions are lagged and they go for anywhere from 12 to 18 months out, we can still be in that. So just everybody just be mindful of that. And so another thing. So I know a lot of times people like, can we time? When should we invest? What's the best time to invest? If you invested, I believe it was February 24th of 2022 this year, when the S&P got to its low, you've actually made an increase on
absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? Like when we talk about watch the charts and then just get your points of when you're going to buy in, this is exactly what we're talking about. So you could be having a great year right now, based on everything that we're saying, even with all the indices being down, if you got in at that point, you're up a pretty good percentage.
Absolutely. Yeah. And anytime anyone panics, it is your chance to profit, as long as you get in at a good price. So for example, like that amazing hoodie Rashad has on, if it went on sale for $9, the upside is infinite, because I'm sure it's retailing for $150, $200. Everything is about the price that you get in plus length of time that you're willing to hold. So if you bought at bad price, you got destroyed. But the same thing I said in the 85 South interview, I'm like, hey, Tesla is going to drop to 843. As of today, it was at 1,024. When everyone else is panicking over good assets, you should be looking to buy. And that's how you'll be able to make money even when most people are losing in the current market.
Yes. And so let's go into this. What are some other signals for a recession to look out for when things are getting bad?
So number one, when valuations of startups are being cut. So like, for example, Instacart, their value got cut by 38% on March 25th. Mm-hmm. The business model of Instacart hasn't changed. And let's be honest, if you're looking at top line revenue or bottom line revenue, that hasn't changed much. But people were chasing. So same with momentum stocks. Everyone was chasing at a high. The same thing was happening in VC and Angel. And other indicator, they have a Federal Reserve probability recession model that you can look at. If you just go to Google, you can just put recession probability model. It updates, I think, every 2 months. But it'll tell you the probability in which we have a chance of going into a recession. So if you compare that 2 year and 10, 5 and 30, and if you look at the startup vehicles and see how many are increasing in value or decreasing, plus with this probability model and listening to Market Mondays, you should never get confused when we're going to hit a recession. But those are like the main four that I would look at to tell if we're going to have like a full on collapse in the market.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.